In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I bring you greetings as pastor of your brothers and sisters in Christ at St. John's Lutheran Church and School of Chicago, and a Merry Advent as conference worship coordinator from your friends at Higher Things. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Yeah, about that. It's not always easy to remember that the Lord will take care of everything by the word that issues from his mouth and the spirit that proceeds from his lips. When enemies oppose him and work against the faith, he will resolve it with his mighty word. Sometimes we think he needs a little help. Sometimes we want to really take care of God's enemies the Chicago way. Even kindly, gentle Saint Nicholas fell into this sin. You see, at the Council of Nicaea during that hot summer of AD 325, Bishop Nicholas was growing impatient and his temper flared. The council was giving a fair hearing to the heretic named Arius. Arius was spewing lies about Jesus Christ, which denied that he was truly God. Nicholas had reached the breaking point. He could not stand for the Lord to be blasphemed any longer. Nicholas felt he needed to defend Christ's honor. If God wasn't going to stop Arius, someone needed to. And so he stood up, approached the heretic, and smack, slapped him across the face. The old Adam loves that story. Saint Nicholas gives the enemy of God what he deserves. The sinful nature even resents that Bishop Nicholas was jailed for doing this to the adversary of God, going up and decking him in the halls of the church council. But wait a minute. The law of God stands ready to hand out judgment to every last one of us. Not just the bad people, but the good ones too. Even saints. Even the great saint we associate with such love and compassion for children and the poor fell into this same sin that you and I do when you think that God needs your help and when you judge the Almighty with your lack of patience. Dear friends in Christ, be comforted. Rejoice as much as if you had received an anonymous gift of treasure from your bishop that saves you from a life of slavery. Your dear Savior has come to rescue you from your own blaspheming. The coming King has released you from your self-righteous judgment and take control attitude when God does not work quickly enough for your own opinion against false teachers. The Advent Lord forgives you for all your temper flares and physical action that you've committed, and he restores and renews you to abandon such violence. Yes, celebrate today. Even as Saint Nicholas celebrated then in Asia Minor and now in paradise with Jesus, that the Lord has delivered you from all the problems and corruption of this world. Your Father in heaven has sent the little child, Christ Jesus, who leads you out of the depths of wickedness and false teaching into the kingdom of God. The Christ child has grown and brought you to his holy mountain, Zion, his church, where you receive the gifts he purchased for you on his other holy mountain, Calvary. No hurt or destruction for you in the mountain of his church, because the hurt and destruction was completed. Yes, finished on Calvary. Today we thank God for Saint Nicholas and all the good that he was permitted to give and to receive as he served to pastor the Lord's church in Turkey. We rejoice as the church around the world remembers him and praises God for his example. We celebrate the love, kindness, and generosity that came from faith in Christ, upon whom the Spirit of the Lord rests. A blessed feast of St. Nicholas to you, and a merry Advent. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.